Harper Audio presents Septimus Heap, Book 6, Dark, by Angie Sage, read by Gerard Doyle.
Prologue. Banished. It is a dark and stormy night. Black clouds hang low over the castle, shrouding the golden pyramid at the top of the wizard tower in a dim mist. In the houses far below, people stir uneasily in their sleep as the rumble of thunder enters their dreams and sends nightmares tumbling from the sky. Like a giant lightning conductor, the wizard tower rears high above the castle rooftops, magical purple and indigo lights playing around its iridescent silver sheen. Inside the tower, the duty storm wizard prowls the dimly lit great hall, checking the storm screen and keeping an eye on the unstable window, which has a tendency to panic in a storm. The duty storm wizard is a little on edge. Magic is not usually affected by a storm, but all wizards know about the great lightning strike of long ago, which briefly drained the wizard tower of its magic and left the rooms of the extraordinary wizard badly scorched. No one wants that to happen again, particularly the duty storm wizard. At the top of the wizard tower, in her as yet unscorched four-poster bed, Marcia Overstrand groans as a familiar nightmare flickers through her sleep. A loud crack of lightning splits open the cloud above the tower and zips harmlessly to earth down the duty storm wizard's hastily conjured conductor. Marcia sits bolt upright, dark curly hair awry, trapped in her nightmare. Suddenly her green eyes open.